There's been a growing sense of concern over the outlook for the global economy. Soft economic data out of the U.S. has also been accompanied by weaker data out of other major economies, including recent letdowns out of the Eurozone and Canada. On net, this has actually been a benefit to currencies and risk assets, as we're still in a bad news being good news situation where yield differentials move out of the buck's favor as more accommodation is priced and investors buy stocks because of this. The pound has been even better bit of late on optimism around the new UK government, while even the yen has managed to put in a recovery as the dollar has hit hard across the board. The Australian dollar has been the strongest performer over the past month, with the Australian dollar standing out as the only currency whose central bank is still considering rate hikes. Indeed, the BOJ is considering a hike, but this is a different story when considering a Japan economy that isn't accustomed at all to ever seeing any rate hikes. Key standouts on Monday's calendar come from German trade and U.S. consumer inflation expectations. That's all for now.